How many times must I tell you I love you before you finally understand? Eric Clapton.
How many times?
Almost killed by the COVID shot.
How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must
All right, I'm sorry to bifurcate these last two calls. We only got like 5 minutes left with JP Sears before these Green Berets come on. So Sean in Colorado and then Van in Arizona both are say they're Israelis or is Jewish. Van in Arizona, you got about a minute and a half. Sorry to make you go quick, but go ahead.
No, yeah, Jewish over here. I converted to Christianity at a younger age after in my teenage years.
Okay, so what's your view on this? Give us your view.
My view is America needs to stop electing bad politicians that are not loyal to just the United States. A lot of the politicians are related to both Israel, or they're loyal to Israel and the United States. Right now, there's a race going on in Arizona. For instance, there's this guy. His name is Jay Feely. He was an NFL kicker. Okay, he's got all the signs of it. Do you want the same thing going on that it's been going on, where these U.S. politicians support Israel and support?
No, I agree.
Israel,
you can't serve two masters. It's like having two wives. I know Islam say you can do it. I can't imagine how that works. Thanks for the call. Your comment on that.
Yeah, it's like if you're the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you don't also play second string for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just absolutely a conflict of interest. No question about it.
Yeah, and that's, and again, I don't get down on the level of this stuff and hate people. I literally don't. I don't secretly wear Hitler underwear. I am just, Israel wouldn't want us running them. They wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah, it's, nobody wants foreign involvement. Yeah, it's looked at universally as a bad thing, just like we don't want viruses having involvement on how our health and physiology run. It's a foreign agent that we don't want running the show of our body.
Yeah, we can barely even run our country now. We don't need foreign powers. Sean in Colorado, Israeli on Good versus Bad Zionist. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to explain a little bit what I mean by good versus bad Zionism. I'm a Christian Zionist because I believe that, you know, the Jewish people have a right to that land. They have an everlasting covenant with God. That is their land. But also, we don't have to commit murder and genocide and support evil, right? We should oppose the Antichrist, oppose the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, and understand what are these fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan? Why are they called this? Well, there's this big lie, this misconception that all Ashkenazi Jews are the synagogue of Satan just because they come from Europe. And that's not true. That the Ashkenazi Jews have just as much right and are just as Jewish, you know, just as much right to the land as any Mizrahi Jew or any Sephardic Jew that's in Israel today. But as a Christian Zionist, we have every right to call out the criminals, and we should call out and advocate for the arrest of criminals like Netanyahu. And we would be blessing Israel technically if we did this, right? We'd be blessing America if we could arrest some criminals out here, Anthony Fauci, you name it, right? But to understand that there is an everlasting covenant with Israel and that the remnant will be saved midway through the tribulation. And
by the way, I agree with that. I agree with that biblically. But the whole Bible is about God judging Israel when it's got bad leaders. So whoever's in charge, we don't worship. If you understand the Bible, it's very clear.
Right. We're definitely not supposed to worship Trump either. And he needs to be saved. He's not a saved Christian yet. We need to be praying for him and what we could do better.
All right. Love your call. We're out of time. Thank you so much. JP Sears, you are kicking ass. People can find everything you do on your website. People should visit that right now. And again, all the different shows you do. Thank you so much for being here. Look forward to having you back. JP Sears, awakenwithjp.com.
Alex, thank you for having me and you just being the warrior that you are. Appreciate you, brother.
Well, people ask why I hold on. I'll be destroyed if I don't keep fighting. I have no choice. This is not courage. This is just survival.
Well, a lot of courage. I'm going to say it is.
All right, brother. We appreciate you. God bless you. All right, coming up, Nate Carnacchia and Gary Melton, both Green Berets, on The Case is Solved. It's a cover-up. No doubt now. Kirk, there's a cover-up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.